Mornings and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Stocks have opened lower after yesterday's big sell-off, which was fueled by recession fears. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
I think that what we saw yesterday was the culmination of a lot of anxiety. May not be the end, by the way. We could see more selling. But that this is what really it means to be an investor.
The House may vote as early as today on the GOP spending bill to avert a government shutdown this weekend. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries says it's not enough.
The House Republican so-called spending bill does nothing to protect Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid.
Top U.S. and Ukrainian officials are meeting in Saudi Arabia, discussing how to end the war with Russia. Arizona Democratic Senator Mark Kelly tells CBS Mornings.
We're going to have to see how this negotiation goes. This needs to come to an end. They don't want to fight this thing continuously.
Kelly says Ukraine should be able to reclaim all the territory it's lost. CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Wallace.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. People in Stevens Point have been receiving calls from someone saying they're an inspector general working with the Stevens Point Police Department. The caller demands that you give them your banking information to keep your money safe and to avoid criminal charges. This is a scam. There is no inspector general working with the department, and you should never give out your personal information to such a caller. If you receive a call like this, hang up. You can call the police to report the call if you wish. A number of U.S. Department of Agriculture workers in Wisconsin have been temporarily reinstated with questions over the legality of their firings. On Wednesday, the Merit Systems Protection Board ordered the agency to reinstate about 6,000 probationary staff members across the country for 45 days. The workers were fired amid efforts to dramatically slash the federal workforce by the Trump administration and Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency. These workers still have little clarity on job security after these 45 days. An estimated over 2,500 Chippewa Valley residents visited Altoona High School this weekend to hear Senator Bernie Sanders during his Fighting Oligarchy tour. On Saturday morning, Senator Sanders spoke with local residents about the Trump administration's proposal for tax cuts while pursuing cuts to programs like Medicaid, SNAP, and Social Security. Senator Sanders also called for restrictions on campaign donations as Elon Musk puts millions of dollars behind conservative Supreme Court candidate Brad Schimmel. Heroes Cafe is back starting tomorrow in Wisconsin Rapids. This early morning gathering takes place for veterans and first responders at Crossview Church the second and fourth Wednesday of the month. The event begins at 7:30 a.m. at 1000 East Riverview Expressway. Enjoy a free breakfast and camaraderie on March 12th. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
It is going to be quite a bit colder today, mostly sunny with a high of only 45 this afternoon. Wind will be north at 5 to 15. 27 tonight, tomorrow sunshine. We bounce back to 53 by Thursday. Partly cloudy, 60 by Friday. We're talking highs in the low 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us at WFHR. Got your host, James, behind the mic. I am joined by Melissa.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in radio. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Mel and I are going to get into some entertainment news in a little bit. We'll have some fun with some other topics as well, but we're kicking off the 9 o'clock hour with our friend Amy Schultz here from Girl Scouts of Northwest Great Lakes. Amy, good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, get your mic here going. There you go. All right. And Melissa, Amy does have the headphones on, Perfect. So she can hear you well. We appreciate you being here, Amy. How have you been?
I'm great. It's cookie time.
Yes, it is cookie time.
There is no better time than cookie time.
Yeah, and I have to let the audience know journalistically that Amy brought in cookies. So I'm not going to be able to focus or be able to really talk about everything. Before in our pregame, Amy and I were talking about what we're going to discuss today. That's all out the window, Amy. I'm not going to be able to focus. I hope you understand. No, I did want to focus on Girl Scouts of Northwestern Great Lakes and talk a little bit about Girl Scouts in general with you, Amy, and what's going on right now. The girls are out there right now, and they have booths out near stores and everything?
Yeah, there's booth sales happening now. It was our first weekend this past weekend, and now through March 30th, they're in front of Walmarts and Pick and Saves and all kinds of great places. And they also can be selling online and walking around their neighborhoods as well.
We're going to let people know how they can order these shortly, but for right now, just wanted to touch on rewind for a second and talk about last year and the sales and the numbers from last year. I saw the press release about this, and I was blown away by that, Amy.
Yeah, we thought it was really exciting news to let the communities know that about 1 million boxes of Girl Scout cookies were coming to the area.
Woohoo! 1.6 million packages of Girl Scout cookies.
That's how many we sold last year, and we expect it to be about that this year.
Wow.
And just as beautiful as that number is, almost 24,000 packages to women and men serving in the military and to local shelters, frontline workers, and food banks.
Yeah, something really great about the Girl Scout cookie sale is if you see those girls in front of a grocery store and you've already got cookies or you just don't want cookies, you can donate a box of cookies. And we give it to great places like food pantries and homeless shelters and people serving in the military.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
It's a part of this that I don't know that we get to focus on that much, but it's a key part of this. I know my sister was a Girl Scout, and she talked about this and how impactful that was. And the idea, so much of this is certainly, we love these cookies. We love these flavors. Everybody's got a favorite in that. But that's really secondary, if not third, really, on the list of things of what's so important about this. And, you know, as we grow as a society and certain things get, we get more and more opportunities here and there. This is one that has been a mainstay for young women.
Yeah, you can feel really great about that box of cookies because it's so much more than a box of cookies. It's so many skills that girl is learning in terms of people skills and setting goals and money management. And then think about what the money that her troop is getting out of that box of cookies, what they're going to do for the community. They're going to do community service projects. They're going to help people all over their towns.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the price of those cookies is still $6.
$6, yep. Mm-hmm.
That is astounding. With everything going up in price, the Girl Scout cookies price has been that for quite some time.
Well, we did have an increase this year from $5 to $6.
That's still so affordable.
Right. Costs are up so high. And one thing that's great about those Girl Scout cookies is the amount in them has not changed. Mm-hmm. So you're still getting the same amount of cookies,
yes,
too.
No shrinkflation.
No shrinkflation, yes, with, yes, Girl Scout, yes, cookies.
And among all those things, another thing that kind of happens with all of this is these young ladies are learning about putting into their community the pride you can take in putting into your community, supporting those that could use the extra hand. So many other life lessons they're learning along with these people skills and, mm-hmm, entrepreneurial skills. There's so much value to this. And then, oh yeah, there's the cookies that we love and adore. And Amy, I wanted to talk a little bit with you about the flavors that are out this year, but I think we should start with, and I'm so sorry, those headphones are just giving you a nightmare. You get them right in the middle, Amy, right in the middle of your head. Yeah, it should be helpful. So the flavors that are out this year, we'll get to in a second, but I did want to, we got to say goodbye to a flavor. We got one leaving us after this year, the Toastiers.
Toastiers, yeah. If you love Toastiers, stock up on them this year. It's a French toast flavored cookie.
Oh, it's so good.
You like it? Oh,
yeah,
excellent.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, people love it as like a go with coffee kind, mm-hmm, of cookie. Yeah, it's a unique flavor, so stock up on it.
It's a really good one. And there are no bad ones. These are all amazing. No.
You said your favorite cookie earlier, James, and I was like, or two or three, maybe four?
I mean,
I had a really hard time deciding. The best news, I actually have cash now. I can go buy more.
Nice. So the flavor, the types that are out there, your traditional ones that have been there in the past, we've got our Thin Mints and Caramel Delights, Peanut Butter Patties, and some other great ones out there.
Yeah, Peanut Butter sandwiches. Mm-hmm. The trefoils are that.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Shortbread plant.
That's the shortbread flavored ones. One. Ooh, mm-hmm. Yes, those are so good.
We really have gotten really great response from one that's kind of new called Adventureful. It's chocolate and caramel, and the cookie kind of has like a brownie kind of flavor to it. Yeah. That's a good one, too. Yeah.
It's not fair, Amy. I can't decide. There's too many good ones. They're all good. And then when you think about, because I don't know about others out there, but I know for me, we didn't have a lot, but it meant something to my mom to get at least two of these boxes every year. And in part, my sister was doing it and stuff, so it was part of that. But even when my sister was long past Girl Scouts, she continues to do this. And she has a main, she's going to buy two boxes every year, always going to, putting into this and how much this organization means to her. But the chips were, the cookies were coveted in our house. Like, she would break up the Thin Mints between my brother and sister and I, and we would get so many and everything, and how much they meant to us and stuff.
Half a Thin Mint for you.
They're really good, but while you're eating those Thin Mints, what's even better is than the flavor is knowing you are putting into your community, you are putting into our future. You are you are impacting our future by buying a box of cookies. Like, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, and think about what kind of a business woman, a young woman, is to plan a goal and figure out where she's going to sell and how she's going to reach that goal. She's learning all kinds of great business skills. Mm-hmm. In fact, we feel like when we meet people who have moved on to start businesses, so many of them credit their Girl Scout experience as the place where they learned the beginning of their business savvy.
Yes, mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And one other thing before we tell everybody how they can purchase these cookies, a line that I saw in the press release that I thought was just really impressive. The largest entrepreneurial program in the world.
Right.
Just letting that sit there for a second. Wow. That is pretty cool. I got goosebumps when I first read that. I hadn't thought of it that way before, but it's 100% accurate. And that's really interesting to think of.
Yeah, definitely. A girl and her troop are making a plan, and They're like a cookie business. Yeah. Yes. Yeah,
that's really cool. Amy,
and what ages, Amy, can girls join Girl Scouts?
So Girl Scouts is for kindergarten through 12th grade. And of course, after 12th grade, we're always looking for volunteers as well.
Mm-hmm. Good question. I think another great one. No, I'm just kidding. It's the most obvious question. How can we get these cookies, Amy?
So Girl Scout cookies will be on sale in front of Walmart on Thursday and Friday and Saturday in front of so many places. Ace Hardware, IGA, Pick and Save, Duncan, Tractor Supply, Walmart, IGA, Pick and Save, all of those places. Mm-hmm. Also, if you go to Cookie Finder or gsnwgl.org and type in your zip code, what will happen is you'll find all those booth sales, the details of those booth sales, but also a local troop will populate. And you can order right online from that local troop and get your cookies that way, too.
Oh, it's a great way to support local, too, and really support your team and stuff, kind of, you know.
So then you'd be able to pay online?
You'd be able to pay online and choose either that they would be delivered to you in person or that they would be shipped to you.
Wow, that's fantastic.
Yeah, and it's a local troop, and every time you do that, a different local troop is gonna pop up, so nice. That it's fair to all of those Girl Scouts out there too.
Yeah, I tested this out this morning, and I just typed into my search bar "Girl Scout Cookie Finder" and it popped right up. So you should be able to find it real easy, everybody.
Yes,
Amy. People have follow up questions for you, and they'd like to know more and find out anything from you or reach out to you. Is there a way to do that?
Yes, info@gsnwgl.org is a great place to find us by email. Or 888-747-6945 is a great place to find us by phone.
And if you need that information again, everybody, feel free to reach out to our studio here. We'll get it to you. And Amy, we'll have to talk to you again real soon. It's been too long since we've hung out and everything. Thank you so much for what you're putting into our community, our future, these kids, and certainly hanging out with us. And thank you so much for the cookies.
You bet. I'm glad.
Thank you, Amy.
Glad to be here. Thank you for having me.
Melissa and I will be back with more show coming up on The Morning Show at WFHR.
Judge Brad Schimmel is an anti-choice politician whose positions are too extreme for Wisconsin women. He supports a pre-Civil War law that bans abortion. But don't take our word for it. Hear it in his own words.
1849. ban on abortions, which, by the way, what is squat about that?
The 1849 abortion ban provides no exceptions for rape or incest.
What is squat about that?
The 1849 law criminalizes doctors and their patients.
What is squat about that?
Brad Schimmel supports an 1849 law to ban abortion with no exceptions. Tell Brad Schimmel, extreme politics don't belong on Wisconsin's Supreme Court. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
At Lakeland Care, we are passionate about creating a world we all want to live in. Lakeland Care supports frail elders and adults with disabilities through Wisconsin's Family Care Program. As a Lakeland Care member, you'll benefit from a dedicated care team that assists you in managing your health and daily activities. Our personalized support aims to improve your quality of life and help you maintain your independence. To find out if you qualify, contact your county's Aging and Disability Resource Center. To learn more about Lakeland Care, visit lakelandcareinc.com. Lakeland Care. Together, we build better lives.
Lunchtime!
Que pasa? Let's go get some tacos.
I want real Mexican tacos. My amigo Julio at the Little Corner Bar and Grill makes tacos just like back home. Hey Julio, what's on the grill, Holmes?
It's Tuesday, Holmes. I'm grilling up the good stuff for tacos. Steak, chicken, chorizo. You want your usual?
Si, one for my amigo.
Discover the hidden secrets for yourself. The Little Corner Bar and Grill next to Buccaneers on County Road M in Stratford. A little piece of Mexico City here in Wisconsin. For more information, follow our Facebook page.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
It is going to be quite a bit colder today, mostly sunny with a high of only 45 this afternoon. Wind will be north at 5 to 15. 27 tonight, tomorrow sunshine. We bounce back to 53 by Thursday. Partly cloudy, 60 by Friday. We're talking highs in the low 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
Welcome back, everybody. Cookie show. Darn it. Cookie. Oh, darn it. Got cookies on my brain. I'm sorry, everybody. Morning show, WFHR. Sorry.
You know, I think the cookie show could also be really well. I think that would feel well.
That's the last thing we need, but I do want to do that show with you. I do want to do that really.
A new cookie segment.
New segment, everybody. We'll bring Amy back every
cookie
week.
Cookie Crumbs.
Yes.
With James and Melissa.
Oh, we even got a name. Oh, we got to do it now. Now we got a great name. Oh, you're too good at it. You're too good at coming up with names for things.
Yeah, and Diane is going to be a special guest.
Yes. Yes. Oh, we've got a show here, Mel. We got a show. We kick off with entertainment news and a new show. I did want to touch on this one, and not too much to this story. There's a lot of depth to it, but not too much to say, other than congratulations to Ashlyn McBride. She just hit 1,000 days in her sobriety journey.
Congratulations.
She quit drinking back in June of 2022, and she says, quote, "Wherever you are in your journey, day one, day zero, day 400, or day zero again for the 10th time, it is worth it. Every day is a milestone. Every version of you was necessary to be who you are now, so love them."
That's really good advice.
You can see the complete article at countrycord.com. There's a great picture of her there. I think she's an amazing songwriter. She's a fantastic artist, a great singer. Love her voice. But it's her as a person that I really get behind. I really enjoy. I cannot express to people, if you haven't been through it, I don't know that you can completely understand, but I hope you have some empathy for people that are struggling with these things, people that fight this. I grew up with it, and I saw my father, one of the strongest-willed human beings I will ever know in my life, who had no chance against heroin. No chance. And this is a man that I saw defeat the odds time and time again in life, except for this one thing that he could not beat until about 19, 20 some years ago when he finally did. And I get to talk about my dad now, sitting back looking at he's probably looking at his football cards right now. That's probably what he's doing. He's driving my mom crazy with the kitchen table all covered, and she wants to use the table and she can't, because he's going over trying to set up these teams with his new cards. It's that I never dreamed that would be my father's life. I never thought that would happen. That happened because of this. And because of that, my father's been able to help others that are struggling with addiction, been able to be there for not just my brother and sister and I, but our kids. My father's been a taxpayer. My father's put back into the economy. My father has helped build buildings in this city and in neighboring cities. Hmm. All of these things because he was able to defeat this.
Yeah.
And because society and life gave him a chance, because there are programs available for people like him and people like Ashley McBride and that. Mm-hmm. As a society, as human beings, what are we if we're not looking out for each other?
Right. And trying to be supportive of each other through our journeys.
I thought this was a phrase that we heard all of us from when we were little. You can't take it with you. I'm not impressed with money. I'm not impressed with how many millions or billions you have or what quote unquote power you have. All that's fleeting. All that stuff goes away. People have power and it goes. People have money and it goes. These things, when we invest in each other, when we lean on each other and we're there for each other, that's mm-hmm. eternal.
Yep.
A big tip of the cowboy hat to Miss McBride. That's good. It's a great
and
picture.
And also to your dad.
Mm, thank you for that. If he heard that, I guarantee you, it's hard to get that guy to smile. I bet you he smiled at that. hard to impress Leonardo DiCaprio. You got to think, especially as a child actor, he's met quite a few famous people. He has run into quite a few situations. So I can't imagine many times that he'd be starstruck. But he was. He's reached quite a level here, but you might be surprised who made him feel starstruck. Luke Perry.
Really?
Yeah, who is unfortunately no longer with us and everything, but Luke Perry, of course, famous from Beverly Hills 90210 and some of that. Well, they worked together on Quentin Tarantino's Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. In a new documentary called I Am Luke Perry, Leo says, quote, "I remember being in my teens and he was the manifestation of the new James Dean on television and everyone was crazy about him. I felt this overwhelming feeling of being starstruck, and then he and I got to sit down and talk about Los Angeles, the 90s, his life, where his career had gone, where my career had gone, where his life had gone, and they just had this deep conversation. Leo added, quote, "I was immediately struck by his kindness."
Hmm.
It's interesting. So Luke Perry kind of got a star, got his star raised a little faster than I think he would have liked. And unfortunately, what happens to a lot of TV actors, he got typecast and he didn't really get a chance to really show his length or what he could do as an actor. None of us really know what his maybe that was it. Maybe playing that character on Beverly Hills 90210 was as far as his acting could go, or maybe it could go even farther. We'll never know, unfortunately. I bring it up in part because of the typecasting and select casting that can happen all the time. And it's one of the things that we need to keep an eye on in order to give other people more work, any work in general, or new work. Mm-hmm. But I think it's kind of a cool story. Just like with the Ashley McBride thing, she doesn't have to share that stuff. There's nobody, there's no PR bump she's going to get from telling people that she's a 1,000 days sober. And it's not as if Leonardo DiCaprio needs people to like him or needs to win anybody over, or like this is going to help him get his next movie role or something like that. When we share these things, not only does it make you more human, it just, I think, brings people all to the same level.
Yeah. Yeah. And it shows that what is possible.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Speaking of possibilities are endless right now for the cast and the auditioners of Noises Off.
and to
note that CC earlier in the show when Melissa was talking about being up at 3 a.m. auditions
You're
are
not wrong, James. I was sending emails to my assistant director.
Had a feeling.
2:30 in the morning.
I get it. It shows that you care. It shows how much this means to you and how excited you are for this. Noises Off. The first auditions were last night, Melissa, and I heard you had an amazing turnout.
We had a fantastic turnout. Our auditionees are going to make this very difficult for us because we saw so many fantastic auditions last night. I am so excited to see what we see tonight. I can't wait. It's blowing me away what I'm seeing on that stage.
It's got to be a humbling feeling.
Yes. Goodness. I think I was more nervous last night than some of the people auditioning. Most of the people auditioning.
I completely get that. I've only gotten to be a part of casting a couple shows. And even just being in the small places I was in those, it was nerve-wracking. It was more nervous than auditioning.
Yes. That's literally how I felt last night. And I'm like, I'm not auditioning. Why am I so nervous? Yeah.
It's such a weird feeling, but it is. Again, it just shows, just like you auditioners out there, it shows that you care. It shows that you're engaged and invested. Mm-hmm. There is so much to enjoy and have fun with just the auditioning process, let alone if you get cast. Mm-hmm. I cannot encourage people enough to audition, to get your name involved with this, and make sure to let Melissa know that you'd be interested in being a part of the production, even if you're not cast.
Absolutely, because we are going to need a big crew for this. And for those of you who have gotten to work backstage on a show, you're part of the family. Mm-hmm. You know, theater is one big family, and we not only need to be very close and as in like trusting each other, but it happens naturally anyway, because you're working so intensely close together for such a short period of time. We have to trust each other, and that's going to be especially true with this show. I'm so excited to get started with this. I mean, we're already started. Mm-hmm. The auditions are again tonight. I thought they were at 6, James, and I corrected you yesterday. You were correct. They were at 6:30. Mm-hmm. I was just overly excited to be there. At least I was early, not late.
And good on you for it. I didn't mind that at all. But I will say as a note, if there's one thing you could trust in me, it's audition times.
Yes.
It might be the only thing, but it's one little few things.
Well, I had 6 in my brain, but yes, no. Auditions start again tonight at 6:30. If you get there early, I'm always going to be happy about that. But we did run late last night, so... That because this is a huge show, James.
Any notes to anybody out there, Melissa, that might be coming down to audition?
Please come out. I would love to see you on stage.
Yes.
And bring your accents if you don't have them. That's also fine.
Mm-hmm.
We're excited to cast this and see how it evolves. That's one of the fun things about this show. You know, it's not just the movie version. There are so many onstage versions of this show and so many ways that it can be played. We're not also going to cast this the genders that are directed in the play.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's some flexibility there with how we choose to cast it. So I'm excited for that. I'm excited to see who comes out tonight. And I'm just thrilled with the auditions last night.
I really, this is one of those shows that I love seeing the versatility with casting. Mm-hmm. It's one of the things I love about this show. First off, Michael Caine, Carol Burnett starred in the movie. And right there, you know, it's just the bar is set. But even going back to Broadway and some other productions of this, it's just an amazing production. And to be a part of it, no matter if you are doing props or you are on stage, you are going to have fun. You're going to enjoy yourself. And you're putting back into your community. You're adding to the betterment and the wealth of your community, mm-hmm. not just economically, but emotionally. It's something that not many people get the chance to be able to do. And this is our last main stage show of 2024-2025 season.
Yeah.
It's our last chance to really celebrate the 50th season of WRCT. So get on over to wrctheater.org, fill out your audition form if you'd like, or mm-hmm. get on down there to the theater, to the WRCT Auditorium.
Yes, and do keep in mind, we are going to be having rehearsals 5 nights a week. This is a huge show, and I need dedicated people who are willing to show up. So it's huge.
Bring your smiles and your energy to the auditions for Noises Off tonight. They begin at 6:30 at the WRCT Auditorium. You can find out more and get tickets at wrctheater.org. We'll take a time out. We'll come back and have some more fun on The Morning Show.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Friends of the Nisida National Wildlife Refuge sent out an emergency letter at the end of February, issuing a call to action. As of last week, no staff have been terminated, but their credit cards have been suspended. For the Nisida National Wildlife, this means no gas for vehicles, no electricity, and no Starlink communication system to provide internet, among other necessities. In an update on March 6th, Friends of the Refuge communicated that since the 2025 budget was not decided on by October 1st last year, the refuge's ability to continue operating was extended to March 14th.
The reoccurring budget resolution will be voted on this week on or before Friday. The outcome of the vote will determine whether or not the refuge has to close. The Nisida National Wildlife Refuge welcomes more than 130,000 visitors each year, bringing tourism dollars to the area and surrounding counties. Many school and scout groups visit for field trips and environmental education, and veterans come to hunt and fish with handicapped accessibility support. The refuge staff also monitor and adjust water levels to prevent downstream flooding, as well as maintain healthy habitats for wildlife and support threatened and endangered species, among other important work. State lawmakers have introduced new legislation calling on Wisconsin to reduce its carbon emissions by over 50% over the next 5 years and reach full carbon neutrality by 2050. The bill, titled the Climate Accountability Act, is the first piece of state legislation that would mandate greenhouse gas reductions if passed into law. Lawmakers say the bill also prioritizes equity and economic growth in the clean energy sector. They hope the bill brings attention to the effects climate change can have on public health, economic stability, and environmental justice. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
It's the Bucks and the Pacers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks in prime time tonight on TNT in Indy, taking on the Pacers. Milwaukee coming off that loss to the Cavaliers, who've now won 14 games in a row. Damian Lillard.
You know, they're having a great season. They're rolling. We didn't play our best game. We respect who they are and what they've done, but we feel great about where we are and our opportunity to win a game.
NFL free agency, the Packers signing two players, the 49ers left guard Aaron Banks and Raiders defensive back Nate Ross, both to four-year contracts. Defensive lineman T.J. Slayton leaves Green Bay for Cincinnati, a two-year deal with the Bengals. Baseball. Brewers with a 7-5 win over the Mariners. Christian Yelich back from back surgery with a home run.
Yeah, I still think I can play at a pretty high level. You know, I felt like I was playing at a pretty high level last year up until I got hurt, which was unfortunate. It just came on pretty quick. That's how it goes sometimes, but I still think I can do it at a high level, and you know, just got to go out there and do it.
That's Christian Yelich with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Celebrate the women who have helped shape the world as we honor Women's History Month with powerful stories of Wisconsin's own. We recognize the leadership of Trisha Zunker. This history maker from the Wausau area is the first Native American woman to run for Congress. Zunker is a member of the Ho-Chunk Nation and has served as a justice on its Supreme Court, leading the fight for health care and the rights of Indigenous communities. She's also a teacher and former president of the Wausau School Board. She believes in standing up for students and teachers, promoting inclusivity and equity in education. Zunker's campaign for Congress and advocacy for our community inspires women of every background. She is a reminder for all people to pursue leadership roles to make your voices heard. We recognize the powerful women from the past and those who are still writing their own history today. I'm Maggie Dawn.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Pat Kreitlow.
Coming up Wednesday morning, a preview of our live Supreme Court event, the stakes of the election in terms of education, reproductive rights, and the economy.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
Tune in this week to Seth Faces the Music, where I'll be playing songs about going fast. Don't blink, you might miss it. Check it out every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. on WFHR.
It is going to be quite a bit colder today, mostly sunny with a high of only 45 this afternoon. Wind will be north at 5 to 15. 27 tonight, tomorrow sunshine. We bounce back to 53 by Thursday. Partly cloudy, 60 by Friday. We're talking highs in the low 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
Well, I don't know what happened there.
A twofer.
Yeah. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. Locally grown radio. Melissa and James hanging out with you.
Jukebox edition.
We're playing your hits. Give us your requests. We only play 10 seconds of it. But we, yep. You know, hey, nobody's doing that. Nobody's playing 10 seconds of your request. Hang out with us, everybody. Thanks so much for being here. We got a couple of fun things to get to before the end of the show. One of them, I wanted to touch on phrases that annoy us every time we hear them.
I can't wait.
So there's this thing that happens in talk radio that maybe some people may be aware of, some may not, especially after listening to me for a while. We have audio crutches that we use.
Mm-hmm.
One of my biggest audio influences is a guy, Dan Lebatard, but him or I don't get to watch Pardon an Interruption, one of my favorite shows. I usually watch it at like 10, 11 at night. I don't usually get to watch it during the day. I can't remember the last time I did. But these shows I watch, and part of the reason I still watch them is I really admire these guys and these people audio-wise. It's also, though, because they've all been doing it for a long time, and I kind of learn from some of the things that they do, positive and negative. One of my favorite people, Dan Lebatard, he has this the crutch that he goes to, you do understand, and I can't stand it. I've been listening to Dan for over 20 some years and everything, and I respect him so much, but it sounds every time he says it like he's talking down to the audience.
A tagline.
It's something before he'll say something about a stat that you never knew or something like that. You do understand that LeBron James has done this or something like that. And it just, it's like nails on a chalkboard. It drives me crazy every time. But I do it too. I have my crutches and then some or, you know, those kind of things. I say things like that a lot.
Low hanging fruit,
yep,
anyone?
There's another one. Yep. I got a couple of them. So it's certainly something that I think the more aware of you are, the less you'll do it.
Yeah, but sometimes you just fall into it because that's where your brain goes.
Exactly. And and especially when you're in an industry like this where you're literally paid to talk for a living.
And have to keep talking because silence is maybe dead air.
Yeah, yeah. And that's money. So while it's understandable, I think that it is also understandable that it can be annoying. And it's something to kind of, you know, catch when you can. So people are talking about these phrases. And every time that, you know, you hear them, they bug you or the nails on a chalkboard. Many of them come from overdue memes. Overdone memes, I'm sorry.
Overdone memes, yeah. Like you see them too often.
Okay.
So these aren't just like every time you hear it, but it could be also when you read it.
Yeah, yeah. Which I guess I hadn't thought of that part of it. So I was today years old when... yeah.
This one was cute when it first started.
Mm-hmm.
But it has been overdone.
I think a lot of these are probably going to be that way, yeah.
Right, because I do think that this is still... Like, you could still use this. You just need to be judicious when you choose to.
Yeah, yeah. Next on the list, this. And in place of saying that you agree. I haven't heard that one.
Hmm. I actually like that one, and I don't think it's overused yet. Hmm. It probably is on the internet.
Okay, yeah. I guess I haven't. Yeah, I guess I'm not as familiar with that one. So, yeah, definitely not overdone to me. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This one's probably overdone, but I will not stop doing it. Well played. I just love
it's,
that
it's,
one.
It's a double for you because it's also a sports reference.
Yeah, yeah. I can't help it.
And it also has theater implications, so I still like this one as well.
Yeah. The double meanings behind it are just part of, I can't, it's too good. I can't not do it. I love that for you.
Now, this one usually comes across as snarky.
Yeah.
Which I don't like.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think it can be used in a good way, but it's harder to do it that way without it coming across as snarky.
And I have heard friends say this to each other in a snarky way, but friendly snarky way. You know, I have heard it done. I've also heard it done very harshly, though. So POV for everything. It's used in a lot of memes. Yeah. Another one. Realizing I don't know a lot about meme culture. I don't get a lot of memes, apparently. I don't know a lot about memes, though.
POV, point of view.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Not all heroes wear capes. Boy, I've said that one a couple times. I'm guilty of that one. Yeah. Another meme one. Tell me you blank without telling me you blank. So usually this one's used for racism. Like, tell me you're racist without telling me you're racist. I've seen that a lot. But it's been used in a lot of things.
Yeah, it can be used a lot of ways.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And a lot more friendly ways, too.
Right.
Finishing every sentence with, you know what I mean. Yeah, that one could get rough.
In conversation, this one, it's very easily overused. But I understand why.
Yes.
It's said.
Yes.
Because if somebody is trying to explain something to you and they just verbally give you a word salad and say, you're my friend, interpret this. You know what I mean, right?
Exactly. Yes. Yes.
So I think it has its use.
There's no such thing as a stupid question. This is different. This one, we as adults, we've got to maintain this. We've got to keep saying this. It's too important. I can speak to this. Hearing this as a little kid literally did impact me. I was not good with people. I'm not great around people all the time. It took really having this register for me to be where I am. I would be by fifth, sixth grade when I moved out here. And I was like, you know what? I love learning. I'm just going to ask. If I look like an idiot, I look like an idiot. I don't care. And I think that's too valuable to kids. Now, as adults, we also realize, there's some things, there's some phrases, there's some questions out there that I don't know if I'd call them stupid, but boy.
Well, again, I think the internet has kind of ruined this one because, like, if you're reading a thread that's answering a question, and within the thread there is the answer, and then somebody posts, what does this mean?
Yeah.
Did you read the thread? The answer is right there.
Yeah. I did a thing, and also all of the things.
I still like these two.
They're
and I still
good.
Use them occasionally. Moderation is key.
Yes. I think all of these are okay, just that part, moderation.
Yep.
Hubby, wifey, preggers, doggo, also fur baby.
I don't know. I like nicknames. I think these are cute.
Yeah.
Again,
I have no problem with it.
Can be overdone, though.
Yeah. I have no problem with any of those.
Hubby, a little bit. I don't know. That one does rub me a little weird, but it just could be because of my current state.
Yeah. When people use supposedly instead of supposedly... Eesh, I might be guilty of that. I don't even know. I don't even know if I am.
Well, you know what?
I'm so bad at grammar.
Supposedly. That's one of those words that if you've said it that way your whole life, and you, I don't know. I got less of a thought on this one. It's more like whatever. If you're doing it on purpose just to be dumb, then maybe I have a problem with it.
Yeah. I think for me, there's, especially with language, there's just... It's got to be pretty bad for me to get down that hill. There's too much that, like, I got too much to do. I'm not going to get bent out of shape about every left, right thing.
Right.
And language is one of those things. Everybody does it differently. Everybody has their own way of it.
Yeah. My dad always likes to say sandwich.
Yep,
That's not the proper way to say sandwich, but sandwich. I think it's cute. I like it.
My papa, one of the most kind of straight going people you'd ever meet and everything, but he had a couple of little things that he would do just to kind of mess with you or just to be funny, and that was one of them, sandwich. Yeah, he loved that. Now, part of the reason I am a little lax on some of these memes and some of these phrases is because where I put my energy and where I put my focus is words meaning what we always thought they meant or what they mean in the dictionary, you know, facts and factual words and getting back to that. And that brings us to us next one, gaslighting. And in major part because it is used incorrectly often. Real quick, gaslighting is a form of psychological abuse that involves manipulating someone into questioning their own reality. It can happen in relationships and it can cause victims to feel confused, isolated, and depressed. That is what gaslighting is.
And it's serious.
Yeah.
Like, this is not a word to just throw around because you want to.
Yep.
And you think it makes you sound important.
Yeah, it brings down the whole point. It brings down the
whole damage that actual gaslighting does to a person.
Mm-hmm.
Living my best life, also being my true self.
I like those.
I don't see that they're annoying.
Again, overused. Mm-hmm. If they're overused.
I'm in my blank era.
That one, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know about that one. I have not had anybody say that one.
Right now, I'm in my I'm tired era. Can that be a thing?
Yeah.
It's my current always state.
Thanks for coming to my TED Talk. After the most basic, unoriginal couple of sentences that you've said,
Again, if it's overused,
I think it's fine. Yeah, I think it's funny. Yeah. Now, this one is about timing. I think the timing of that one is right. Is good. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. If you use it comedically and properly, and also TED Talks are amazing.
Yeah.
Actual TED Talks are. I have learned so much from TED Talks.
I don't even know how many I've seen. I've seen so many of them. Yeah.
There's so many I want to see that are in my to watch list. I keep adding to it.
My YouTube, Save Later or Queue or whatever is crazy. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's insane how many I have in there. Blank was not on my 2025 bingo card.
I still like that one.
Raise my hand. I'm definitely guilty of that one. Yeah. But so I realized something as we're going through this, too. Part of the reason I use these is because I'm very late to them, because I am not cool. So I'm using them. And while the rest of society is probably over them, they're new to me.
And also, I mean, how much time do you spend on the internet?
Yeah.
Running across these things. I mean, they're overused on certain social media platforms for sure, but they may not be the ones we're on.
I have to admit, I really treat social media more and more like it's a store I don't want to go into. I go in and out. I'm in and out. I get done when I need to and I'm done. I didn't even think about this until right now. Since we haven't been doing What the Muppet, I don't even know the last time I was on Instagram. There's certain ones that if I don't have a work-related thing or something like that that pulls me to it, I just don't even think about it. It doesn't register.
Well, and if we use them for work, it's you're coming at it from a different perspective than from your personal use.
Yeah.
So maybe that's why we're like, maybe these are fine. I don't know why anybody has a problem with these.
You and I may have been the worst people to do this. Yeah, we're too busy working. So. We work so much. Adulting. Adulting is one that I've used and I've heard some others use. Yeah. Yeah.
It's probably getting old. Like this one's been around for quite a while.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. I'd probably still put it on a t-shirt and wear it on the weekend.
I do like adulting. I kind of like that. That's not bad. I like that. And finally, lives rent free in my head. That is a big sports one. That is one that you hear in a lot of sports, like opponents saying, I'm living rent free in his head or something like that.
Okay. I haven't heard it used as a sports reference, but also I'm not a sports anything.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
usually that's in reference to like a meme or a clip from a movie that I've seen or, you know, like a joke or something negative.
Or, yeah, usually something negative. Life. Yeah.
Like, this lives rent-free in my head, and there's no good reason for it.
It's it also could be, you know, when we're talking about earworms, and something like, gotta get back in time.
Yeah. Or Crockett Scepter.
There you go. Yes, yes, yes. All of those. And if you want the complete article, you can go to askreddit.com to find out more, everybody. That was a fun one.
Yeah.
Melissa and I will be back after our break here. We'll come back and wrap up the show. We got some good stories of the day coming up for you on The Morning Show at WFHR.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. 5 months after peaceful voting rights marchers were viciously attacked in Selma, Alabama, the Voting Rights Act of 1965 was signed by President Lyndon Johnson. Anti-voter legislatures are now challenging the VRA's protections, even though that discrimination continues. The VRA was intended to give teeth to the 15th Amendment, prohibiting discrimination based on race, color, or previous enslavement. The VRA's Section 5 requires states with a track record of discrimination to pre-clear their election law with the U.S. Justice Department. The U.S. Supreme Court's conservative majority in Shelby County versus Holder in 2013 began an erosion of those protections by prohibiting the DOJ from enforcing those preclearance requirements. In the ensuing 12 years, power-hungry state legislatures unleashed a torrent of anti-voter bills designed to suppress specific groups, including Black, Hispanic, and Native American voters. A 2021 decision, Brnovich versus DNC, made it harder to argue those bills discriminated by race. In 2024, the conservative majority made it more difficult to prove racial gerrymandering under the VRA Section 2 in Alexander versus South Carolina NAACP. The latest attack, a 2025 Supreme Court case from Louisiana, argues the VRA's provision for majority-minority voting districts is itself discriminatory. More on that tomorrow. I'm Brian Beal.
United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties invites all women to join us for the 13th annual Power of the Purse, Tuesday, March 12th at Bullseye Golf Club from 5 to 7:30. Power of the Purse is a fundraiser to support early grade literacy hosted by Women United. There will be a purse silent auction, raffles, and great food. All thanks to our diamond sponsors, Alliant Energy, Kinexus Cares, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Paul Gross Jewelers, Walker Cranberry, and Williams Plumbing and Heating. For more information and to purchase tickets, visit us at uwswac.org or call 715-421-0390. We hope to see you at Power of the Purse.
Hi, this is Beth, inviting you to join me for The Kitchen's Open, the show within the show, each Monday morning at 9 a.m. on The Morning Show on WFHR.
It is going to be quite a bit colder today, mostly sunny with a high of only 45 this afternoon. Wind will be north at 5 to 15. 27 tonight, tomorrow sunshine. We bounce back to 53 by Thursday, partly cloudy, 60 by Friday. We're talking highs in the low 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa and James here. We're going to take you to the top of the hour, wrap up the show. Got some good stories of the day for you we'll get to in our schedule. Plenty more coming up. I do want to get into those good stories in a second here. But first, I do want to thank our guests, our listeners today calling in and listening out there. And certainly thank you to Amy for joining us. That was a lot of fun. Find out more and how you can get Girl Scout cookies and more about Girl Scouts by going to girlscouts.org or just type into your search bar Girl Scout Cookie Finder.
I'm glad that they have that, as you can just like search that, because you can find booths, you can order cookies to be delivered or mailed to you. It's such a fantastic option, and that's an investment in your community, because that's dollars going right here to support young women entrepreneurs. It's amazing.
Check that out, everybody. Also, check out our great lineup this afternoon. We've got Matt and Air on Air coming up in just minutes from now. They'll take it to the noon hour. Maggie Dawn Show from 2 to 4. Be sure to join Maggie in the important great work she is doing and the fun she's having. And Midday Magazine will follow that. We'll be here from 4 to 5 today. In part one, we're going to talk to the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce. Promise will be with us.
Oh, wonderful.
Always good to hang out with Promise. And in part two, it's Realty Radio with David Farnborough.
Awesome.
Always an interesting conversation with David. Looking forward to having him in a little bit later. You heard during our commercial break, our great friends at the United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties have their Power of the Purse event happening tonight.
It's tonight. Wow.
5 to 7:30 over Bullseye Golf Club, pasta buffet, pasta bar. Cash bar, networking, purse silent auction, raffles, all kinds of cool stuff going on.
Sorry, I just wanted to say pasta bar.
Yeah.
But it's pasta buffet.
You and Terry, you both, she gets excited about it too. It's just a fun, wonderful event. The camaraderie, the communication, the conversations you can have, all wonderful, along with knowing that you are putting into your community and our future. Yes. Women's United do such great work, like Dolly Parton's Imagination Library and so many other reading initiatives that they have.
Supporting childhood literacy is really investing in our future, because those young people are going to be the future of our economy and our nation.
Big thank you to all the sponsors to make this event happen. Certainly our great friends at the United Way and all the volunteers they have. Get your tickets and make plans tonight to check out Power of the Purse going on over at beautiful Bullseye Golf Club. Get your tickets at uwswac.org and be sure to follow them on social media, everybody.
Yeah, even if purses aren't your thing, you're going to have an amazing time.
Keep in mind, our good friends at the American Heroes Cafe of Central Wisconsin will be open and running tomorrow from 7:30 to 9:30 over at Crossview Church here in Wisconsin Rapids. All veterans, military, police, and firefighters are welcome. A big thank you to all the volunteers and the people that make this happen. And certainly we encourage you to spread the word about this. Make sure all of our veterans, military, police, and firefighters know about this and know they are welcome.
Mm-hmm. I got to go there once, and they have a great turnout. It's just a fantastic atmosphere. You'll feel welcomed, even if you've never been.
Yeah, be sure to spread the word about that and check it out, everybody. 7:30 to 9:30 tomorrow over at Crossview Church, American Heroes Cafe. Mm-hmm. And a quick reminder that this Thursday, our great friends at Family Natural Foods continue their wellness presentations. They've got foundational nutrition. Learn from Brian, CEO of True Grace Health, the key to quality foundational nutrition. Brian is awesome. True Grace is great. We've talked with them before. Really good people and really in a Wisconsin company.
Nice.
Find out this more about from this presentation this Thursday at 5:15 over at Family Natural Foods, 910 West Grand Avenue, right here in Wisconsin Rapids. Wish them a good one from all of us when you stop by there, everybody. Mm-hmm. And wanted to make sure that we had time for this, Melissa, because I really appreciated this. Melissa sends over articles from time to time, and one of the ones that you sent to me, 47 teachers who went above and beyond for their students that proved teachers deserve all of our appreciation and more. You can find the complete list of this at BuzzFeed.com, and I cannot encourage you enough to check out this work. Shout out to Hannah Martyr for doing the nice writing on this one. And there's 47 of them, everybody, so we're not going to go through all of these.
Not in 6 minutes.
No, but there were a couple of highlights that I thought were pretty darn good that I definitely wanted to take some time to focus on. There was a teacher who took the time to remind kids to just be kids.
Yeah.
Her homework assignment to them was literally being kids. Just be kids. Just
there's so much pressure we put on our kids these days. So that's wonderful of that teacher.
There was a gentleman who shared a picture of his wife, who was a kindergarten teacher. My wife is a kindergarten teacher. A couple of the teachers started a, quote, comfort closet at her school for needy kids to get hygiene supplies and clothes, all donation-based.
Wow. Awesome. We have something like that here in Rapids, the Caring Closet.
Yeah. And a shout out to them and mm-hmm. all the volunteers and everybody who was added to that, donated items to that and
yes,
everything.
Thank you.
There was a teacher who created a Giving Tree chair. And everybody, you got to see this. It's incredible. Mm-hmm. It's your old school kind of chair, but they painted it like a tree and like just basically like Shel Silverstein painted it himself. It's incredible. Wow. It's really cool looking.
Oh, cool.
And apparently, I just did a little digging on this one. The kids really love using it. The kids, like, they all want to sit in it and everything. It's pretty cool.
Cute.
And this, there was a teacher that has a chart for kids to choose how they want to be greeted.
Oh, yes. I've seen this video. It is so good.
I don't know why, but this one really got me. It really gave me goosebumps. Now, this is important for culture and some of those things. But there's also ones that have nothing to do with culture, like kids that want to like greet each other by hip bumping.
Mm-hmm. Like, or dancing.
Yeah. Like, mm-hmm. What a great idea.
Or a high five or a hug. I mean, it makes that personal boundaries. Like, it teaches kids consent. Like, yes, this is what I want to do. This is not what I want to do.
I don't want to take anything from kids or anything, but I want to do this as adults.
Just carry a chart around with you.
Yeah. I think this is great. This is awesome. There was a teacher that there's a lot of these that are about like rule breaking and ways to teach kids things that, you know, without necessarily, quote, punishment, but them learning still, them still right. taking accountability.
It's instruction.
Yeah. We focus so much about worrying about kids and, you know, social interacting and some of those things. And I'm not making light of any of that. But one of my biggest fears for the younger generation is them not knowing the word accountability and understanding how important accountability is in life and how it makes us better people. That having accountability is one of the bravest things you can do as a human being. I like where a lot of the teacher, as a lot of things, I think our education system and our teachers out there are ahead of the curve on some of this stuff. And this is one of them that I'm very thankful to them for doing. And there's a lot of that in here. I thought that was really interesting.
Yeah. There's so much we put on our teachers and so much we need from our teachers. And our parents, because raising the next generation of children to help take care of this world, it's a big job.
And in our very well said. And in our teacher really committed to showing kids their potential. Quote, I had my 7-8-year-old students create monsters that were then adopted by local college artists and professors to be reimagined. The goal was to show my students that if they continue to grow their skill set and stay in the arts, that their ideas have no limits.
Oh, wow. Oh, my goodness. I love that one so much.
Just goosebumps, like on top of goosebumps over here.
Wow. That's just amazing.
I'll be honest with everybody. This is tearing me up a little bit, honestly. Mm-hmm. I can't help it. You know, I think so many of us can relate to some of this stuff. And I hope everybody out there is thinking of a teacher or multiple teachers that you had.
And that impacted your life. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that we're there for you, that did some good for you. And a big thank you to all of the people out in there in our education system and the work that they are doing on the front lines of this. Effortlessly in some regard and naturally in some, and obviously to many of us, without the funding they deserve and without the dollars that they deserve to be paid,
The support. It does take a village to raise children, which means parents, teachers, first responders, all of us. Those of us who don't have children, the aunties and the uncles. It takes all of us.
Support and encouragement cost nothing, can mean everything. And that is also true for auditioning. Get down and audition tonight for Noises Off, everybody.
Can't wait to see ya.
6:30 to 8:30 over at WRCT Auditorium. Melissa, have fun tonight and great show.
Thank you. You too, James.
Have a great day, everybody.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News special report. On social media, President Trump just announced he will double the tariffs on all Canadian steel and aluminum to 50% in retaliation for the province of Ontario enacting a 25% tariff on the electricity it sends to the U.S. Trump says the tariff increase will take effect tomorrow. He's also threatening to increase the April 2nd tariffs on cars, which he says will essentially shut down automaking in Canada. Trump says the only way to make the tariffs disappear is to make Canada the 51st state. Tariff whiplash is just one reason stocks are down again this morning. Here's CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
Where we are is essentially that the world of investing is made up of human beings. Those human beings are feeling a little freaked out by the on-again, off-again tariffs, retaliations, cuts at the government, and it is making people feel concerned enough that